Style Radio. PBH and Jack Shizzle presents Zion Radio. Welcome, all our brothers and sisters. We come together under one roof for the love of house.
Music.
Now it's time to take it right up to boss level. Welcome to Zion Radio with PBH and Jack Shizzle. Episode 5.
So, PBH, this is a little bit different.
In what respect?
Well, respect, we're not in a vocal booth and we're sat in the back of your car.
Ah, right, I thought you were referring to the fact that you're actually wearing clothes this week.
Oh, right, okay. I do like to sit here nude in the vocal booth, so...
Yeah.
It puts you off a little bit, but I feel more comfortable like that.
No, I definitely prefer Jack Shizzle in clothes.
Yeah. So do most people, mate.
Agreed. So we're in the back of my car right now.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Back of my Ferrari, of course.
Mini, you mean?
I think I've been busted for lying there, because do Ferraris have rear seats?
No, they don't, mate, no. So you are lying. You sit on it. Throne of lies, PBH.
Well, for the benefit of radio, the visual bullshit I'm passing down to the listeners, we're in the back of my Ferrari recording this, because it's been a busy month.
It's been very busy, yeah. We are on the road right now.
We are. We're just about to go to a gig. Last week, we had China, which was amazing. That was an amazing gig.
Yeah,
so
China's
thank you to everyone at Links at
mind-blowing.
Me in Hong Kong. Wow. And great to see our tracks connecting to people out there, like singing. It's crazy, you love it.
Yeah, you get on a flight and still people know our music, and that is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So anyway, should we get on with the show?
We should get on with the show, yeah. So Zion Radio, episode number 5, PBH and...
Jack Shizzle.
Have you ever thought about rebranding to Jack Shizzle or Sack Jizzle?
I want to be Sack Jizzle from now on, so you need to refer to me as Sack.
Sack and PBH.
Yeah.
Can we keep it as Jack for this week? Can we discuss this ahead of next month?
Do we need to have a meeting?
We need to have a meeting with the team about that one, yeah. Yeah, we need the cats and dogs in on that one.
I like it, though.
The cats and dogs need to be involved in that.
We won't get a lot of radio play, but...
True. Sack Jizzle has a ring.
Sack Jizzle has a ring.
Yeah.
So many sexual innuendos are going in my mind right now.
Should we move on?
Let's move on, yeah.
It's normally you asking me to move on. What's going on? Right, guys. Zion Radio, episode number 5. Welcome.
Oh, man, we had silent phone rules.
It's the mum. I need to get it. It's my mum. One sec. Hello, mum. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just with Jack right now and we're just recording the radio show. Can I call you back in a bit?
Hi, Peeves' mum. Call me.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Love you. Bye, bye, bye. Less of the calling my mum.
Do you not tell her we're around later on?
I will pass that information on over your dead body.
Let's get down to business, brother. Yeah. What's the first track?
We're going to start this month's radio show, guys, with something we played last month. Again, we've had so much support on this online and so much love. Thank you all to the DJs been playing it and all you guys for all the good feedback. This is a PBH and Jack Shizzle VIP remix of the Game of Thrones theme tune. Let's go.
Zion Tribe, locked in. We'll be right back. to Zion Radio with PBH and Jack Shizzle.
Single from Lion and Max Gabriel. Big fan of that. What's that one called, Jack?
It's called Drink Burn.
Drink Burn.
Yeah, we actually included that in our Hexagon guest mix.
Is that something to do with Gaviscon? So like when you've got like a burning sensation, you have a drink. I'm actually really confused right now. I feel like I'm just going to leave the studio, aka the back of my car, and just got to have 5 minutes on my own to contemplate what Drink Burn means.
Okay, shall we play a track while you do that?
Let's do that.
Let's play a Hexagon track. And that Hexagon track is our track. And it's called Future Sound.
Let's go.
Time for the future sound.
Future sound.
sound.
Right, guys, welcome to Hype on Skype this month. We are very excited to have on the line right now, all the way from Cologne, Germany, David Puentes.
Hello,
hello, hello, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yo, yo, yo.
Good, brother.
Thank you for joining us, brother.
Looking forward.
You sounded a bit French when you said hello, hello, then. Definitely from Germany.
Wrong pronunciation. Sorry for that.
Are we saying the last name right as well? Is it Puentes?
Puentes, yes. Puentes. You're playing a lot in Spain, I saw, right? So you're familiar with the pronunciation in Spanish, right?
Decent, yeah. Okay.
Decent.
So you're from Cologne. Cologne in Germany. That in England, cologne is a fragrance a gentleman sprays on his neck to attract females.
Is that
the kind of same cologne or a different cologne?
No. I think that's the same cologne. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. We need to do some Googling on that. Is that where cologne came from, the original?
To be honest, I have to lie now because I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
We do loads of lying on this show. Loads of lying on the show.
So, David, we are huge fans of yours. We've been following all your music, probably from, I think the first thing I heard of yours was the Kolsch Grey remix.
Last year.
And literally everything you've been releasing since then has been an absolute straight into our sets. I mean, God's Plan, the Medusa remix you've just come out with, Jackie Chan, High Hopes, that's still in our sets right now.
Really?
Crazy.
We
emailed Jack two days ago, just saying we need to fit this in the show when we got the Medusa remix and the bootleg remix. Is it a bootleg or a remix? Because I want to make sure that's...
Medusa's bootleg, yeah.
When you dropped the Medusa edit in the inbox, I was like, we've got to get this in the show straight away. Like, it's just everything we get. I don't think there hasn't been anything by David we don't play out. There's never been a track we go,
wow.
It's very much our sound. I honestly think once we finish this conversation, we should talk about a collab. Because your sound is very similar to our sound.
Because I'm playing also a lot of your stuff, the Body remix for Loud Luxury, I think that's one that I love the most. Like, this is so cool. And it went really good, huh?
Yeah, nice. That's done really well. We've done some really good numbers on Spotify. We're really proud of that one.
And the boys are really cool, the Loud Luxury boys, right? Have you ever met them or just by email?
Yeah, we met the Loud Luxury boys at the Oliver's Hell Deep party in Amsterdam. They're cool guys. Set was amazing. They're just nice guys, and I think they've got a big future ahead of them, guys. You know, they've really got their finger on the pulse right now. So excited to hear what they've got coming out this summer as well.
Think so too. Yeah.
So what do you have planned for summer 2019? You got any big shows? Some big music coming out?
We are working on a few stuff. I'm like with Tujamo. I'm working on a collab right now. So we are, but it's cover.
So are we.
And it's like, let's say 80% finished. It's just now making the whole thing 100% top notch. And trying to get his signature and mine together combined as good as possible. So it's as well.
I'm excited to hear that. I'm really excited to hear that. That's a good combo.
And I really love him. Matthias is such a nice guy over the years, and he made such big steps in big footprints in the world with electronic music. And I always loved his stuff, Boneless, who's so fresh stuff. And Timeless still can play the stuff now, and it would sound new and still up to date. And that's really cool to make such kind of music that lasts for years, and that's so big. Huge fan of him.
Yeah, music nowadays is very, very disposable. Because obviously people don't buy a physical record, do they? They're just downloading or stealing music for free. But for Tujamo, a lot of his big anthems are still today, 5, 6, 7 years on, they're still being played in clubs and still standing the test of time. So it's a true.
And we still drop Boneless.
Me too. Such a sick boner straight in the face.
Such a boner in the face. Love that.
So this is coming, yeah, then this remix for Daddy's Groove, which comes out, and then a remix for Hugel is coming for his latest track. It's also done. So yeah, it's a few remixes coming, and like always, like also focusing on like more radio stuff, but still also playable for the clubs with like a VIP edit or like a club mix. So yeah, I have to go the next steps, because it's fine to make club music that works in the club, but still you have to be somehow, yeah, also on the radio and going the next step to go a bit viral. Yeah, next steps.
That's very, very important. How long have you been producing for? Were you a DJ before you were a producer, or a producer before you were a DJ?
I started first with DJing, and then like afterwards, like 3 years later, then by the production side. Yeah.
So were you vinyl first, or CDs, or
no vinyl? I started from scratch, like with the vinyls and everything, carrying the whole shit into the club and bringing it back home. What a mess!
Oh, they were heavy days.
You didn't need to go to the gym though. Then you were having that much of a workout, carrying your box of records to the club.
That was my workout these days.
Yeah, for sure.
And now it's your luxury. You just plug in your USB stick. You have like a bunch of music in there, and then you just can push play, and it's so easier, so much better.
Have you ever been on Traktor or Serato, or did you make the jump straight to USB?
No, straight from I made from vinyl to CD, from CD to USB, and never with a laptop. No, because I'm not a fan with playing with a laptop. Always when I see it, it looks so strange for me, like someone is checking emails, having a white face, and not like focusing to the crowd. It's I never saw it that someone made it really cool, and yeah.
I think there's only people like Jazzy Jeff who can pull that off.
Okay,
because their turntablism, and they're kind of in that zone, and they're so focused on the screen. I kind of get that, but when you're playing to a crowd, it's a very different thing.
Serato, I always feel, is more more multi-genre. If you're like a mashup DJ, you're jumping from, you know, some R&B, hip-hop, some trap, some drum and bass, some house, and in and out, then your searching's a lot quicker on Serato. But if you're a DJ playing obviously one or maybe two genres, then USB's there.
Yeah, or you just play like 1 hour or 2 hours, then it's fine. If you have to play a whole night different genres, yeah, it makes sense with the laptop, but...
Yeah.
So how long have you been producing for then, in total?
Right now, 5 to 6 years.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
But it's all basic stuff. Like, there's nothing super ultra special. Yeah, it's basic stuff.
What DAW do you use currently? What DAW did you start on, and what DAW are you using now?
From the beginning, Logic, yeah.
Really? Wow, cool.
On which DAW you are? Like, Fruity Loops, or...?
No, currently we're on Ableton. I started right back on Reason, and then I went to Cubase, and then I was on Logic for a good 6-7 years. Went through Logic 7, 8, 9, and then just before X or 10 came out, I made the jump to Ableton, and I've been on Ableton for about 2-3 years now. I love it. I mean, I do love Logic. Logic is amazing. It's super in depth, but I think as far as making electronic music and workflow and doing things quickly, Ableton just seems to be better and easier.
Ableton's a ninja. It's a ninja.
Okay,
we find that.
I heard Matthias also changed to Ableton like a few years ago, like 1 or 2 years ago, and yeah, he's telling me the same, because I was with him in the studio like a few months ago, and yeah, then he showed me all the Ableton stuff, and yeah, it looked pretty fancy and colorful and everything, like the perfect tool for Mac normally. Like, this should really fit to Mac, but yeah,
it's just personal preference. I mean, you can make something amazing on Fruity Loops if you really wanted to, couldn't you, if you know what you're doing. So
can we ask you a few rapid fire questions, David?
Sure.
So, would you prefer a gig at a nightclub or a festival?
As I started just to play in clubs before this whole festival thing came out, the last, let's say, since 2012, I just played in clubs. And to be honest, I really love the clubs a little bit more, because it's more intimate, it's more near, it's more direct, and you're a bit more connected with the people. I think with the festival, it's like, it's great, you play a big record, you have 10,000 people throwing their hands up in the air and singing a song. But yeah, if I have to judge, I would say club.
Cool.
Good choice.
I think we definitely agree with that, yeah. So, because obviously, I think festivals, there's a lot of focus on people ticking boxes and playing the right songs to four acts and stuff. And whereas in a club, it's kind of me and Jack just jamming and bouncing off each other. We have a little bit of a plan, but there's a bit of mess and randomness in there as well.
Yeah,
which is always fun.
And it's more like a journey, in my opinion. If you play
Day club or nightclub?
Nightclub.
And next one, warm up slot or headline slot?
I would say warm up slot, because you can play so much cool music, and it's so bad to see most of the people nowadays can't play a warm up set. If sometimes you come to a club and you have like a young kid there, they just play the Tomorrowland top 10 tracks because they just know this, because they're just following their big famous DJs and they are not into the music anymore. They don't know how to bring the crowd, warming them up and bringing them to the heat, but not yet bringing the bombs, you know? And it makes so much fun to play that kind of music where you can play with the people and up and down. And I would say warm up.
Cool. Perfect choice. Learning to play warm up is so important. It actually makes playing peak time more enjoyable.
Yes.
Because you just, the understanding of taking a room from nothing to almost 90% is more skillful than playing a headline set, I think.
Yes. Yeah, you have to plan everything, all the mashups and everything, what you want to do, and everything has to be a bit planned, because you just have like 1 hour and it's like, lights go on, you're there, and then it's like bam, 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 bam. And I mean, easy stuff. You can organize yourself and you can enjoy it then, because you can mix and everything is fine. But like a 3 hour warm up slot, I think it's more fun, in my opinion.
Next quick question, David.
Yes.
Of all the artists in the last 18 months, who do you see as being considered a classic in the next 20 years?
So from the new kids that are now rising up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, do I have to pick one name, or can I pick like two or three that I see on the same level?
You pick as many as you want, yeah.
Okay, I think Damien Hendrix, Jonas Aiden, Kungs, Trottle. Yeah, those are my four or five that I would say. These are like super fresh, forward thinking, and cool stuff.
We've got one more quick question for you. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Good man. We've got a new best friend, Jack. We've got a new best friend.
Yeah. Every time you've asked that question, nobody's said DC. I think DC have really let their game down. DJ Licious, he was Marvel. Nobody seems to like DC.
DC's not even a close second. It's something we're always going to watch, because we're intrigued to see where they're taking things. But they've not picked Marvel yet. Not yet.
Not even close.
Okay, so David, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule. I believe you've got something to play for us right now that Oliver Heldens is loving.
Yes, my new remix for Daddy's Groove coming on Heldy, I think, beginning of June. And
Skype on Skype.
Okay, hey guys, my name is David Puentes, and you're listening now to my new remix for Daddy's Groove. Been a long time, out soon on Heldy Records.
Take it. feel it, baby.
Got to have it, yeah.
I need it,
yeah.
I feel it, baby.
Got to have it.
Been a long time since you looked into my eyes.
Been a long time since you ever heard my cry.
Been a long time, baby, don't say goodbye.
Been a long time, been a long time.
Been a long time since you looked into my eyes.
Been a long time since you ever heard my cry.
Been a long time, baby, don't say goodbye.
Been a long time, been a long time.
Let's go.
Children of House Music. Dion Radio.
I came Paris, I wanted to see Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées. But all I kept hearing was parlez-vous français. I said pardon, monsieur, I don't speak French, adieu. I said adieu. French, adieu.
You you do this. I don't know if I'm not gonna be the same. I'm gonna go to the
Zion Radio's track of the month.
Right, Jack Scheisel.
Yes, Bid Hedge.
It is that time of the month again.
Time for you to get an ass whooping.
No, no, that'll be 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I'll be honest, I owned it last month.
Really?
Big time.
Really?
Big time.
Really? Big talk. Big talk from a big guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
What's your offering for this month, PBH? Track of the month.
Right. My track of the month this month, guys, is quite a difficult one, actually, because he's got two tracks out, so I'm a big fan of Cascade, as you are.
Absolutely.
He's got a track out with Gorgon City right now. Oops, that's my coffee clicking there. In case anyone wonders, I'll do it again. One sec. 3, 2, 1.
Would that and be a McDonald's 3, 2, 1.
Of course not. That's a Starbucks coffee.
It is.
No, I couldn't click a Starbucks coffee because they don't have those little flaps on the top.
They don't. Another lie you've been caught in.
I love a lie. I've lied about a Ferrari and I've lied about my coffee today. What else could we lie about?
I don't know. Is it because it's 5:30 in the morning and you're just delusional?
Probably, yeah. I'm going to stop clicking the coffee and get on with this. So my track of the month, guys, this month is by Cascade. He's got a track out with Gorgon City at the minute, which is an absolute banger. I'd recommend you search that on Spotify or whichever music streaming service you use. This is Cascade featuring Madge, or is it Cascade and Madge? I believe it's featuring Madge, and it's called Tight. Let's go.
PBH's track of the month.
In the club all night, see me under the light, and you're gonna do it right if you keep it real, keep it tight. In the club all night, see me under the light. Gonna do it right if you keep it real, keep it tight.
Give you that. That is a banger.
Boo, bum, bum, bum. Boo, pum, pum, pum. Boo, pum,
no,
pum,
no,
pum.
No. We don't need a crappy rendition. The track was good enough. Don't ruin it.
I love that. It's just a bouncy. It's one of those tracks when we're playing it out, you just nod your head. You can't stop nodding to that.
Yeah, it is a proper nodder.
It's just a proper nodder. Absolutely love it.
Are you ready to get your ass on?
I'm open to suggestions. Let's go.
I'll say two words. Chocolate Puma.
Oh.
So instantly you're almost out of the game.
Well, I'm 50-50 on that, you see, because I love chocolate, but I've never been with a Puma.
Have you not?
I did have a Puma car one time, and that broke down quite a few times.
What colour
was
it?
Maybe chocolate. I've never ate chocolate in the Puma, though, did I? It was a black car.
A black car.
It was a black car.
Okay.
I believe all my cars have been black. Yeah. 100% black success rate with cars so far.
Good story, bro. Anyway, back to the track of the month.
What the fuck?
Chocolate Puma. This is a new Chocolate Puma track, and I am personally a massive fan of Chocolate Puma.
I am also a massive fan of Chocolate Pumas.
Stop about
and
Pumas,
Chocolate
man.
Puma.
Stop about Pumas.
What?
Chocolate Puma, yeah. been a massive fan since Disco Electronic. Remember that one? With that really
nice
little
bit. Chocolate Puma's favourite type of chocolate is.
Let's get down to the track. Chocolate Puma, Carter, and it's called Zong. Shut up, PBH, and let the music play. Boom.
Jack Shizzle's track of the month.
Pumas and chocolate pumas, and that track Zong or Zahong, it's a banger, that, brother.
I think it's Zong.
It's that's a rave machine.
Oh, mate, it's got pianos, it's got big bass lines.
I think we've both pulled it out of the bag this month, brother. I can give you a high five for that one.
Yeah, man.
Let's go. Right, guys, let us know which track you were digging there. If you were digging Cascade or Chocolate Puma,
don't go on about chocolate pumas.
Tweet us at DJ_PBH
and DJ Jack Shizzle.
Hashtag Zion Tribe. Get locked in. Right, guys, we continue. This is the Red Hot Laid Back Loop remix of Avicii SOS. Turn this one up.
Zion Tribe, unite.
Put my mind to rest. Two times click and I'm acting low. A pound of weed and a bag of blow. I can feel your love pulling me up from the underground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers. I can feel your touch picking me up from the underground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers.
So, ground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers. I can feel your curves picking me up from the underground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers. Can you hear me, S.O.S.? Help me put my mind to rest. Picking me up from the underground. I don't need my drugs. We could be more than just part-time lovers.
chosen ones. Because we are, we are, we are, we are golden. We are.
Getting down, down, down. The way that we touch is never enough. Turning you up to get down, down. Show me a piece of your heart, a piece of your love. Calling you up to get down, down, down. The way that we touch is never enough. Turning you up to get down, down, down.
What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it's
da da da? Da da da, down girl.
Down, 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 down to Zion Radio with PBH and Jack Shizzle.
Yo, check this out.
Jack Shizzle.
Yes, brother.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, it's getting a little stuffy in the back of this car, man. I can't wait to get out, to be honest, man.
It started raining. I'm wondering if the microphone's picking up the pitter-patter of rain on the roof. We're going to know that when this has been run through Ableton we've got headphones on.
I hope not, me too.
Right, guys, it is that time of the month. We always end on a classic anthem. And I am currently 2-0 in and about to go for a hat-trick, Jack Shizzle.
No, you're more than that. You're 3.
Am I 3?
3-1, brother.
Really?
I am slacking. I'm hoping out in this fresh air rather than the studio vocal booth, it's going to bring me some luck and I'm going to kick your ass at rock, paper, scissors.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
You ready?
So the winner gets to pick their classic anthem of the month. No better way to decide that than rock, paper, scissors on 3. Are you ready?
Yeah, brother.
1, 2, 3.
Come on,
brother.
Mate, are you cheating?
Brother,
you're
just a walkover. You're just a walkover. Okay, Jack Shizzle.
Yes, brother.
My rock has smashed your scissors. You are a loser.
I'm out of the game.
I'm a winner.
I'm feeling
and
sad.
I will be taking the listeners back right now to 2005. Absolute beast of a track. We both love this one. I'm sure you guys do. This is Chemical Brothers, Galvanize on Zion Radio. Turn it up.
Don't hold back. Cause you woke up in the morning with initiative to move, so I make it harder.
Don't hold back.
If you think about it, so many people do. Be cool and look smarter.
Don't hold back.
And you shouldn't even care about those noses in the air and the crooked stairs.
Don't hold back.
Cause there's a party over here, so you might as well be here with the people care.
Don't hold back.
The world,
you're holding back.
The time has come to the world. The time has come to a world. The time has come to galvanize. Come on, come on, come on. We'll be right back.
trouble, chip up, fall on your face.
Don't hold back.
You think it's time you get up.
Crunch time, back and sit up,
come on, keep pace.
Don't hold back.
Put apprehension on the back burner, let it sit, don't even get it lit.
Don't hold back.
Get involved with the jam, don't be a prick. Hot chick, be a pig.
Don't hold back.
The world,
you're holding back.
The time has come to.
The world,
you're holding back. The time has come to.
The world,
you're holding back. The time has come to.
Galvanize.
Come on, come on, come on.
Time has come to
push the button.
World,
the time has come to
push the button.
World, the time has come to
push the button.
World, my finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button.
Push the button.
So 2005.
No, I can't be that.
2005. Oh, it's 24 years,
no,
Jack.
No, it's 14 years.
24 years.
14 years. 2005 to 2019.
Oh, fucking hell, I don't even recall it that way. 25 years. Oh, my God. It's 5 o'clock, it's 10 to 6 in the morning.